The American Civil Liberties Union of Maine has filed suit against the commissioner of the Maine Department of Corrections and the acting Aroostook County Sheriff for denying medication-assisted treatment to prisoners with opioid use disorder. As Susan Sharon reports, the lawsuit's being brought on behalf of Zachary Smith of Caribou, who's been in recovery for 5 years.
After pleading guilty to criminal charges following a physical altercation with his father, Zachary Smith was recently sentenced to 9 months and 1 day behind bars. It's not clear yet whether he'll serve his time in county jail or in prison. Either way, his doctors say he'll be forced into acute withdrawal when he is unable to take his prescribed medication. They say forced withdrawal is medically inappropriate for someone like Smith. It increases the risk of relapse and makes it less likely that a prisoner will continue treatment after being released. Emma Bond, a staff attorney with the ACLU, says at least one jail in Maine is already making an exception for some inmates with opioid use disorder.
Currently in Cumberland County Jail, in Maine Department of Corrections, pregnant women are being prescribed the care they need, including medication-assisted treatment. And that is what Zachary Smith deserves as well.
The ACLU of Maine's lawsuit argues that denying adequate medical treatment violates constitutional protections against cruel and unusual punishment, as well as the Americans with Disabilities Act. Under the ADA, those with substance use disorders and in treatment are classified with having a disability. Bond says some other states, including Rhode Island, have started offering medication-assisted treatment to prisoners in their care. But she says this lawsuit is about one plaintiff. Reached by telephone, Corrections Commissioner Dr. Joseph Fitzpatrick said he could not comment on pending litigation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.